It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
great.
No sense.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
This is a mashup of bottles and walls that caused balls.
Who issues that command?
Liquor balls.
Oh, man. How messed up is your personal life if that's the command you're issuing?
I respect all choices.
Whatever.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, 754, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Mark Elfmine, Saad Youssef, DJ Ringenberg. Fill in for the Musers one last day. E-Break of the Week is sponsored by Haile Mazda of Hurst and Arlington and Rodeo Goats. Who's going to yank the e-brake the hardest this week? Obviously, 787-1310 is the phone number. EA, you ready to take it away, Captain?
Oh, I got this.
DJ, oh, DJ's got it. My bad. Excuse me. DJ, you take it
and
away.
And I'll explain further. 888-787-1310.
There we go.
Are looking to find the e-brake of the year. So we're going to be off on Monday and Tuesday. Normathon is Tuesday. And then me and Eli Jordan are going to be hosting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we are going to use today, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're going to vote on three of the best e-brakes from the year, and then we're going to take those three winners from the 3 days, starting with today's winner, and then on Friday, the last day of the year that we're going to be doing shows, a week from today, we're going to crown the emergency brake.
Fabulous. I love it. That's great.
And I almost got in trouble here because there's too many good ones, number one. And I'm having to separate these out a little bit because there's three potential winners that I could do today. And I don't know that I want to do them all today. I don't want the bracket to be that tough. I'm going to have to go in and figure out how to do this. But we're going to start with candidate number one here. And this was from earlier this month, December 2nd. Tensions riding high in the greatness of picks with friends. Obviously, several guys facing down a long bus ride to Phoenix for the Super Bowl if their picks do not land here whenever they come back at the start of the year. This is Dan yelling at Matt Birmingham for playing Tim Kalishaw drops. And let's listen.
You do, but
one
of them's after vacation.
You're just saying put it all on one game now?
It would really only eliminate one.
I don't want that.
Week this month. It would be next week.
Risk averse. I'm Jason Garrett.
You know
I'm
what's going to happen.
Stop playing that drop.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Jesus.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh. We dumped it too.
It was 4 weeks ago, you idiot.
My goodness.
Hey.
I guess the thought of being on the bus will frazzle anyone.
I guess Dan didn't hear that our delay's not working today.
Boy, there is nothing more shocking than when someone drops the F-bomb.
On purpose, on the air. You know, look, I'm letting it rip, and you can dump me if you want.
Well, think about how many hours you go throughout a year to where it just doesn't happen. Maybe someone slips or just says the half word.
Right.
That'll happen from time to time and you catch yourself. But when you just let it go like that, it is so shocking to hear. Let's hear that one more time.
You do, but
one
of them's after vacation.
You're just saying put it all on one game now?
It would really only eliminate one.
I don't want that.
Week this month. It would be next week.
Risk averse. I'm Jason Garrett.
You know what's
I'm
going to happen.
Stop playing that drop.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Jesus.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And we dumped it too. We caught
it was 4 weeks ago, you idiot.
My goodness.
Hey.
I guess the thought of being on the bus will frazzle anyone.
I guess Dan didn't hear that our delay's not working today.
Boy, that is a strong, strong contender right there. A late in the season strong contender.
Said that with his full chest.
He did indeed. All right, moving on here as we try to find the best e-break of the year, 888-787-1310. This one was from June 6th. And Gordo had something else on his mind here as maybe he tipped his hand a little bit where he might have been in January. Let's listen.
Imagine being a 19-year-old one of those amphibious landing crafts.
We should do it every January 6th as a personal mission. Or June, sorry.
COVID! What should we do January 6th?
What do you want us to do?
Oh, God, what am I saying?
Every American
we
should do
invade!
What?
Oh, my God! What am I saying?
Oh, a couple of drops there for eternity, Jer.
Oh, I hate my
life. You're always going on and on about January 6th.
Okay, you know what?
Anyway.
What do we need to storm?
Every June 6th.
Yes.
Pretty unfortunate there. Call back to January 6th, of course. And then this is another extremely strong contender in my book. Corby Davidson dealing with the vid earlier this year. He was out and they were trying to get him on the phone. And so during the hard line and they're having Ham dial him as they will just dial him up on the board and just do it live. And for some reason, the number that Ham had in his phone for Corby saved in there. It wasn't his number, and they kept calling wrong numbers. And Ham insists that this was not a bit, but this is the definition of an e-break.
Let's give somebody a call here, shall we? You ready to do this, Ham?
Yeah, let's do it.
No pressure.
This is the Diamond Factory ticket hotline.
Nailed it. What if his butler answers?
Hello.
Is Corby Davidson there?
You have the wrong number.
Oh,
gotta be kidding.
Hammy, ham, ham, ham.
Thank you.
We were just talking about this.
Son of a butt.
Who'd you call?
Call her back. Idea. Let's talk to her. She sounded healthy.
She sounded
if Corby's
fun.
Too sick, just call her back.
We got it this time, right? Let's try it again. And we're out of time.
Now he's got the fast finger this time.
Swear to God.
What if it's her again?
How did she... I wonder why she... Who answers their phone when it's an unknown number?
It says the hard line on her.
That's true.
Caller ID.
Or Kate, Corby gave me a fake number.
Please be the same person.
Hello? Okay. Hello?
Corby Davidson, please.
Who?
I feel like we must have the wrong number.
Apologies, man.
Who are we speaking to?
But it's not Corey.
What about the snake?
Corby, call us.
Ham, what's going on?
This is Corby's number in my phone. Have I been texting the wrong person this entire time?
Ham, you've called two different ladies.
I think Ham's doing a bit with us.
I think he is too, but I love it. So let's call somebody else.
So, has he been texting some random person and Corby gave him a wrong phone number? This entire time.
We've all done that, right? You dial a number or you text somebody you thought you were texting or calling and it's not the right one. So the question is, who was that lady?
Yeah, but the other thing is if you have the wrong number, you should be calling the same person.
Well, if it's saved in your phone, then you should have the right number.
That's why I think it's a conspiracy with Ham.
You can never put anything past Ham.
Very true.
But it does have him up for a potential e-break of the year. And again, 888-787-1310. We're going to take these three today. We're going to vote on the winner of these today. And then Wednesday and Thursday of next week, we're also going to pick a winner. And then a week from today on Friday, we are going to crown the e-break of the year. So if we're ready in there, EA. All right, sports caller, you are on the air. Please vote responsibly.
Am I on AM Radio?
Hi, Natalie.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Not Weezers.
Hey, Natalie.
Is this the DJ Ringenberg?
Yes, it is.
Elf.
And Elf.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I want to vote for Matt Birmingham, just so you know. And y'all have a happy, right there, a happy Merry Christmas and a happy Hanukkah, Elf. Love you.
Okay.
Love you. A happy right there.
Okay, that's pretty
right
funny.
There.
All right, that's a good start there. All right, next caller, you are on. Who is the break winner?
Oh, hey, it's Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Gimme Dan, muzzle, muzzle, and happy Hanukkah, Elf.
Okay.
Okay.
I have no idea what that was.
Wait, who was the vote for?
It was for Dan.
Dan.
For Dan, okay, gotcha.
Right, so it's one. Dan, Ham, and Gordo.
Insurrectionist Gordo,
okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
So
okay,
those three are
okay,
candidates.
Very cool.
All right, caller, you are on. Who wins the E-Break?
Morning, fake musers.
Morning.
Morning.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
Pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome. You guys doing all right?
Still doing good. You got a vote?
Fake.
All right.
Thank you. Moving on. And we're moving along.
All right. Next caller, you are on the air. Go. Who do you vote for?
Can I speak to Elf, please?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, Elf. It's Cruz and Alito. Big fan. Oh. Hey, shout out to P1 Tommy Taco and a vote for Gordon's every January 6th event.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, everyone getting a vote now. All right, sports caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hello, ECCA, I'm talking about.
Oh, hey, Michelle Wee, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. Is this the DJ Wingberg?
It certainly is, Michelle. There's no need to be scared. We're all friends here.
Well, it is very cold in Dunham Manor. Oh. Giorgio put me outside in the doghouse of Winston Waffles.
On the doghouse? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And there is no hay and bedding in Winston's doghouse because all the raccoons stole it.
Okay, do you have a vote?
Come on, Michelle.
Hello, Elf. I want to vote for Matt Birmingham, and I love all of my meals extra crispy. Elf, I love you.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. Took a long time. She's frightened and cold, but all right, 888-787-1310. Caller, appreciate you calling. Who do you vote for?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
DJ, I just want to say that, you know, I really appreciate everything you've been doing on the show for this last week. You're really top-tier host in my eyes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'd like to wish you guys a Merry Christmas Eve, and I'd like to vote for the Corby number fiasco.
Oh, well done.
Wonderful.
Nicely done.
Boy, that's...
What do we have? It's 2-2-1 now?
Three for Ham.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
3-1-1.
Okay.
Boy, Dan McDowell dropping the F-bomb is on the ropes right now.
This would be an upset.
Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to vote for Gordon, please.
Ooh, okay.
Very nicely done.
Thank
Short
you.
And sweet.
That's how you vote
That's
right there.
Right.
That's a responsible vote.
Beautiful.
Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
I would like to vote for Corby Davidson, giving Ham the wrong phone number.
All right.
You got it.
We are one away from Ham getting
wow
a coveted spot in the E-Break of the Year final.
That's wild. I would have thought Dan was...
It's not over.
Not over.
Easy there.
That's
easy.
Right. Still got voters.
It's 3-1 in the 7-game series, but
good point.
They could come back. All right, caller, you could have the deciding vote. Who do you vote for?
Oh, hi, Triple Fake Users.
Hi, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, could I speak to Corby Davidson, please?
He's not here, but we'll give him a message.
Yes.
Oh, he told me this was his number.
Oh, look at that.
Nice, like the curveball.
Nicely
okay,
done.
Winner.
And we have a winner.
Wow.
Matt Birmingham. And I don't know that we even have time to play all of this again. We're already up against it a little bit. But Corby Davidson apparently giving Matt Birmingham, who works on his show, his wrong phone number.
Let's give somebody a call here, shall we? You ready to do this, Ham?
Yeah, let's do
no
it.
No pressure.
This is the Diamond Factory ticket hotline.
Nailed it.
Is Corby Davidson there?
You have the wrong number.
Oh,
gotta be kidding me.
Hammy, ham, ham, ham.
Thank you.
We were just talking about this.
Son of a butt.
Who'd you call?
Call her back. Idea. Let's talk to her. She sounded healthy.
She sounded
if Corby's
fun.
Too sick, just call her back.
We got it this time, right? Let's try it again.
Just no momentum here.
And we're out of time.
Now he's got the fast finger this time.
Swear to God.
What if it's her again?
How did she... I wonder why she... Who answers their phone when it's an unknown number?
It says the hard line on her.
That's true.
Caller ID.
Or Corby gave me a fake number.
Please be the same person.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Corby Davidson, please.
Who?
I feel like we must have the wrong number.
Apologies, ma'am.
Who are we speaking to?
But it's my Corey.
Is it okay? Is it today. What about the snake?
Corby, call us.
Ham, what's going on?
This is Corby's number in my phone. Have I been texting the wrong person this entire time?
Ham, you've called two different ladies.
I think Ham's doing a bit with us.
All right. Just
greatness.
Chaos.
Oh, my goodness.
Only hiring the finest here at the Ticket. Had two tries to call and dial the right number. But Matt moves on. He's got stiff competition. I can tease ahead one other heavy competitor that we're going to feature next week. Gordo versus Lee Majors whenever he asks Lee Majors about Jerry's baby.
Gosh, I remember that.
I kind of wanted to get to that one today, but we were a little bit too packed in this one. So congratulations to Matt Birmingham, who just texted me. He said, swear on my dogs, that was not intentional.
Mm,
so
okay.
Just incompetent.
Fantastic. Good job there, DJ. We appreciate that. All right, come